Hey, what up, what up, what up? Guys, y'all already know who it is. It's your guy CT and my home girl
Nikki C, baby.
This is Let the Conversation Begin. Hey, how you feeling? How you feeling?
I feel good. I feel good. You know, considering all things considered, I feel really good.
Man, you know.
I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
The same thing here, man. It's been great, guys.
Yes.
I'm going to go ahead and let y'all know that y'all rocking out with CT, my homegirl, Nikki C. This is Let the Conversation Begin.
Indeed.
We got a great one for you. You want to talk to us? You want to send us any kind of emails? You need to send that to
Let the Conversation Begin
gmail.com.
You already know.
I promise you we'll get back with you. But we want to go on and get it started, Nikki C.
Yeah.
So the thing is, guys, I want to put y'all up on game what we're going to be talking about, the meat and potatoes of the whole episode, right?
Uh-huh.
We're
going to
be talking about Mr. Know-It-All. Woo-hoo, this is going to be a good one. We're going to be talking about Mr. Know-It-All. We're going to be talking about Mr. Know-It-All also have too many things going on in his life right now. Like, we're going to be talking about that. And that Mr. Know-It-All is me.
A.K.A. CT.
Okay. You know, I'm going to go ahead and give you a little synopsis of it. You know, we was doing an episode about relationship questions, and we was going back and forth, and that was one of them that brought up. And
yeah, I looked at him and was like, you know, hey, you just think you know everything, don't you? You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
And he does.
And she just came out and she said that.
So.
And also she said that I have too many things going on in my life.
I got a lot.
And the reason why we're here today is because my beautiful, gorgeous fiance, soon to be wife.
Hey, queen.
Said the exact same thing, too. So I'm like,
she knows.
Two
she
people
knows.
Said
I
it.
Know she know.
And they don't talk on the telephone. No. So I really want to get their mindset at in what it is that they're talking about.
I can't wait to see what she got to say, too.
But before we get into that,
mm-hmm.
We want to get into our subtopic to start off. Y'all know what's going on in the world today. We got Naomi Osaka, we have Simone Biles, and this topic is going to be about mental health / mental illness, and we really want to talk about it. So to give y'all a quick synopsis is that they both pulled themselves away from Olympus. Actually, Simone Biles pulled herself away from the Olympus, and Naomi Osaka pulled herself away from tennis matches and stuff like that. And overall, it was because of mental health and mental illness, guys. And we want to have a conversation about mental health and mental illness.
Of course, yes.
And I want you to just start off by how do you feel about and what do you think about mental health and mental illness?
As far as it primarily, just the mental illness field, period,
yeah,
overall.
Yeah, when you hear the word, what do you think?
I take it very seriously. And, you know, I know a lot of people don't take it serious at all because it's kind of sort of one of those things that you can't see. You can't really put a pinpoint on like you can a physical ailment, but it is something to be taken very seriously. And if you ever encounter someone who is who's opening up to you about what's going on in their mind, and if it's, you know, wherever they are, you should take them serious, you know, because it's not something to be joked with.
I agree. I should have took my mute off. No, what I was saying though, I agree. I think you need to take mental health serious or mental illness serious. And the thing is, my problem is I think a lot of people, they go at them hard because just they don't remember when they was going through it.
Right.
In their mind. They don't remember the times that they needed somebody there. They just needed a pick me up and they didn't get it.
Uh-huh.
And maybe their heart then got cold to the world. Also, a lot of people have not been through nothing.
Exactly.
And they do not understand. They don't have the empathy to be able to know what somebody else
and
going
that's
through.
That's one of the main things, I feel like. Because, I mean, you know, it's hard to really understand something if you haven't really gone through it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some things you can understand, you know, just by way of maybe not personal experience, but having friends and family, you know, going through their experiences with them. But that's one of those things that if you have not literally been through it, it's going to be hard to wrap your head around it.
Well, you're right, and I agree. I think the problem is with this is that, like, this world is just so demanding.
Yeah,
it's so demanding, and they don't. People organizations, companies, they do not care about somebody's well-being. They care about the bottom dollar. They care about the money.
Now, if it's something that you got to do as far as your, that requires your body being the best to help, mm-hmm. yeah, they care about that.
Yeah, yeah, but they only caring about that because it's making them money.
It's making them money. Yeah. That, like you said, that bottom dollar.
Yeah, so we're going to get into it. The thing is, y'all know what we do here at Let the Conversation Begin. We don't necessarily talk about the people situation. We internalize their situation so we can have a brighter conversation, a broader conversation.
Right.
And the thing is, let me give you my opinion and then we'll go into it. Naomi Osaka, you got to understand, that is a single sport.
Right.
Simone Biles
plays with a team.
She played with a team. She have other people. So that's just a little difference right there. But I want to say this, and guys, I want y'all to understand, to the listeners, to the people that's watching on YouTube or whatever platform you're using, this is a lot of information people have came to me and told me, like, in my personal DMs, called me and text me. So I'm going to be speaking for a lot of people, even if you like it or not. I'm going to put it out there because this is what people are thinking about. And I'll let you know if I like it or not. The thing is, these young women, they did something for their whole life. They started elementary, middle school, high school. Mm-hmm. I don't think Simone Biles went to college. I don't believe so. And then they make it to the point, to the place, they make it to the prep, what word I'm looking for?
That pivotal point.
Mm-hmm. That the highest point of the highest point of the mount.
When they
make
was
it
trying
there
to be the whole time.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they pull themselves out.
Yeah.
And I want to say this. I'm gonna say this about me. I wouldn't have did it. I'm gonna just be honest. Me personally, because I am very, very competitive, and I'm not gonna look back and see that I have worked my whole entire life. The only way that I'm not going to be able to pull, only way that I'm not going to be able to keep going, if I broke a limb or something like that. Like, that's the only way. Even if I have, like, pressure on me, that's the key pressure. We're going to get there. Even if I have pressure on me. Mm-hmm. But I don't want y'all to take my answer and think that has to be a blanket statement of everybody. Because everybody deal with their own stuff
own
any
stuff
kind
in
of way.
Own way. Right.
So I don't believe they was wrong. I believe that's exactly what they wanted to do.
Right.
Just because I said I wouldn't do it, that doesn't mean I'm saying they're wrong.
Right.
No, they need to take care of their mental health. Exactly. I'm going to say this and kick it to you.
Okay.
The reason why I'm saying that is because people like me who just go through their mental health and just keep producing and producing always end up dead or always end up somewhere to where, like, they don't have everything that they wanted. They was on high one day, and then next, you don't even hear nothing about them. I'm going to just say this name. We ain't going to get in the story, but go look up the story of Delonte West. All right.
Delonte West.
Yeah, y'all go look at that story. So
okay. I'm going to throw it to you now. Personally, okay, I guess coming from the other side of things, as one who actually, you know, understands the battle of mental health, I would say that depending upon exactly where I was in that moment in time, I may have chosen to do what they did. Mm. But also, I'm not as much of a competitive person either as, you know, you would be or, you know, anyone else. But I mean, I could probably understand why the choice was made mm-hmm. the way that it was made. You know what I'm saying? Because at some point in time, when you're very, like, overwhelmed by something, if you continue to pressure yourself, for some people,
you're going to break.
You will reach a breaking point.
You're going to crack.
And even, like, with what you were saying with
Simone
Biles, by her playing with a team, you know, it wasn't just about her. It was also about the team. Yeah. Well, maybe she's one of those people that have spent most of her life thinking about others all the time mm-hmm. and putting herself on the back burner. And this is just, she done got to that point where she tired of putting herself on that back burner. Now it's time to take care of me. Now I see that this is the real issue. I'm about to really, like, I'm off my game.
Yeah.
I'm pushing myself, but it's doing more harm to my game than it is that is helping me. So at this point now, I gotta say, look, I gotta fall back. I know it's huge. It is a huge opportunity. I've been waiting. I've been doing this, but I've been fighting the wrong battle for the longest time for the wrong reasons.
This is what I think happened to Simone Biles. Now, this is what I cannot speak about in a negative way, because getting into it, I have never been on the level of Simone Biles.
Yeah.
I have been the MVP of my high school. I haven't been the greatest ever. I feel like it in my heart. But she have the accomplishments to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I believe what happened is that she may be the greatest, but what I said to y'all earlier, pressure.
Pressure.
It's so simple, guys. We ain't got to make it big. It's pressure. You know, this is the greatest of all time. You have media outlets. Mm-hmm. You have friends. You have family. You have even maybe your teammates, maybe your coaches. You have everybody saying that you are the best, giving you all this praise. They already calling you the GOAT. They made one of her outfits with a little small GOAT on it. They gave her some slippers with the GOAT on it. All this pressure.
And who knows? Only God knows what else came along with that outside of.
And that's my thing. I'm just like, it is a certain thing about pressure, because guys, I'm gonna be honest, and I'm gonna kick it back to you. I'm a speaker. I'm an empowerment speaker, and the pressure, the immense pressure I feel before I hit a stage or before I hit a crowd, my heart be beating out of my chest. I be feeling the pulses in my neck.
No lie,
because it just be so. It be so much pressure. But the great thing about me, as soon as I start speaking, it goes away. Yeah. That's the great thing about me. When I'm trying to say, a lot of people may not can internalize that. They maybe don't know how to use that. One thing that I heard was that use your fear or your anxiety for your fire to keep moving forward.
As a fuel, yeah.
So what you think about that? Do you think maybe it was the pressure?
Yeah.
Do you think maybe she was dealing with a lot of things in her mind? With a lot of other things,
not only in her mind, but also whatever was going on around her by her being called the GOAT and all these expectations from so many other people being piled up on her. It was as if their happiness solely depended on her.
Yeah.
Their success solely depended on her.
Yeah.
And that is a lot of pressure to walk around with and carry on your shoulders, especially as being so young. It's probably like she probably ain't never really had a chance to really live her own life.
True.
For herself. Decisions have always been made for her.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm compassionate towards this young lady, because only God knows what she's going through.
Gotcha.
Really. Gotcha. You know what I'm saying?
Let me throw a question your way. And this is something I battle with. And like I say, guys, no disrespect, but this is a question that I have myself and questions that other people text me, inbox me. Do you think she gave up on her team?
I mean, yeah, I do.
Okay.
Why do you say that? She gave up on her team because a part of her had given up on herself.
Mm.
I mean, obviously, because.
Hold up. Say that again. Did y'all catch that? That was so deep.
Jesus.
Say it again. Oh my God. Oh.
OMG.
Oh, I'm about to pass out. You gotta say that again.
Stop
you got to say
it.
No, you
it.
Got I'm not lying. I'm gonna have to give you some of them right there. She said that she have given up on her team because a part of her has given up on herself. Mm-hmm. God, I ain't
precisely.
Never, Lord, you keep on going. I'm about to praise
precisely.
Dance up here.
I mean, and that's what happens when you get to that breaking point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, so many, when everybody else's needs and wants and desires and cravings and everything else come before yourself, at some point, that's all you have. I mean, that's all you have. That's all you have left to give. So it's like, now I'm empty because I've taken so much of myself and poured it out into everybody else. So now I got nothing left to give back to me. So at the end of the day, I'm tired. I'm wore out. I'm misunderstood. I'm judged from every corner. You know, God, like I said, only God knows what she was going through. So, yeah, part of her had given up on herself. So, to give up on the teammates and everybody else, that was just the next step.
That's just part of it.
Yeah.
So, let me ask you this. Should she, in a team sport, should one look out for number one or put the other team needs in front of, like, ahead of their own?
I think it's a thin line. That's a very thin line. Between that, Because how can you be at your best if you're constantly putting everybody else before yourself?
Can I speak?
Yes.
Can I speak?
Yes.
That's why I was always the greatest when every year I played a sport, I was MVP. And there was two different mindsets in my mind. The first one was I had so much crazy stuff going on at the house. I had so much, I'm going to just say, hell going on in my mind. When I hit the court or the field, I let all of that out on the court or the field. Yeah. And the second thing is that when you become a teammate, that's like a brotherhood or sisterhood.
Yeah, I get that.
It's a brotherhood, and you don't want to let them down. It's almost like you're a parent, right?
Yes.
How do it make you feel when you let your kids
bad? And it made me feel bad.
And you always go harder for your mm-hmm. kids. That's why for me it's like I never looked out for number one in a team sport. Now if it's one on one, I'm giving you the business.
Yeah, you gonna
like,
get
the
it.
Business. But in a team sport, yeah. I'm always going to do my best for my team.
For my team.
And for me, what I would have done, I would have got finished with this season or got finished with this tour or whatever it is, like got finished with this cup and then took some time off after that.
Yeah.
You know, with Naomi
Cross
Osaka,
I don't have
no problem with Naomi tennis. Osaka because individual sport.
With the tennis, yeah.
Yeah, with the tennis. You know, maybe she got a coach or somebody like that, but she don't have teammates.
Right.
But with Simone Biles, she do have teammates.
Yeah.
And I think on one hand she did let her team down, but then on the other hand, you do have to look out for the health of yourself.
Yeah.
So I don't think she done nothing wrong because I'm gonna be real. Your team, I'm gonna ask you this, your team.
Mm-hmm.
You know your whole team about to go up in the store and rob this store.
Right.
Are you going to be with your team?
Nope.
You going to look out for number one, right?
I'm looking out for me. I'm going to fall to the back of the group so y'all don't notice when I fall off.
I don't.
Okay?
I'm going to be the lookout. I'm coming. I'm going to be the lookout.
I got you.
I'm going to be the lookout. Y'all go on in. I'm looking out.
I'm looking out down the road to my house.
I know, right? be backpedaling the whole time. Hey, y'all just go. Oh, guys, man. Let the conversation begin. Y'all know we're getting in. But, yeah, man, it's tough. So,
it is.
Is this something, because they at the highest point of their career, can they come back from this? And let me say it this way, yes, but would you think the media will let them come back?
The media's not going to let them live it down. Of course not. Because, I mean, how often have you known the media have anything positive to say about somebody taking care of themselves?
Gotcha.
I mean, they're always for the next story. So, of course, they're going to take it and twist it into something probably that is not, blow it all out of proportion, and then it's just going to be a hellstorm, excuse me, when they do finally decide to get back on the platform. More so for Simone than Naomi.
They going at Naomi bad.
Really?
Like, really. It's it's this woman. I'm not even gonna call her name or stuff and everything. But you know, Simone, she actually was on the cover, I think, of Sports Illustrated. I don't know. Don't quote me, guy. But she was on the cover of some magazine.
Yeah.
Also, she have a documentary series on Netflix, and it's something else. And this lady came out, and she was just like, "How can you take yourself away from the sport?" But yet and still get your own, make your own docuseries, have your be on the cover, and like you doing all this stuff.
Oh, she going at Simone.
No. She was going at Naomi. This was her going at Naomi.
So which one had the cover?
No, Naomi.
That was Naomi.
That was Naomi.
I thought you said Simone.
No, I'm sorry if I did.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, she was going at Naomi.
Okay.
And Naomi came back and she was real, and she was just like, she was like, if you know, like, all this stuff was done like a year ago. Like, you can go back and look. All this stuff was done, was coming out now, was done like a year ago. Even the lady after that tried to play it now. Was like, yeah, but if it was and stuff. And it was just like, this is the one key, guys, and I'm going to throw it back to you. This is the one key that I want y'all to always get. I want y'all to always understand. Yes, they making millions of dollars. Yes, they on the top of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they are the greatest in their position. Yes, they coming for the greatest, whoever it is. But these are still kids, man.
Yes. Yes.
These are still kids.
Yes.
Y'all, I want y'all to understand the pressure. Maybe I'm going to be honest, and this is no knock to them. Maybe they grew up in the best household that where the parents kept them away from a lot of pressure. Maybe they kept them away from the things that we didn't get taken care of, like the real stuff. Like, you know, no lie. Like, I mean, seeing dead bodies is not cool.
No.
Like, seeing roaches crawl around your walls is not cool.
No.
Like, seeing fiends and crackheads in your neighborhood is not cool.
No.
Knowing people, knowing your neighbor got raped is not cool.
No, it's not.
And maybe they was kept away from that.
From all of that.
And maybe the media, y'all are the first people to pressure them the way they did, like the way they've been pressured.
They vultures. Y'all and I want vultures. Y'all to
understand these are cheering.
They kids.
Children.
They cheering.
They kids. Childs. And the people, y'all who's going after these kids, y'all old enough to be their parents and their grandparents.
Grandparents, yeah.
These are kids, man. Don't look at the money. Don't look at the contract. Don't look at what they sign, because they so easy to say, oh, well, you sign on the line. You are obligated.
As if they're a piece of property. Yeah. As if they are a piece of property. Now, how do you sound? Now, how would you feel if somebody came at you about your life like that? You understand what I'm saying? How about we get paparazzi for the paparazzi? And we have the paparazzi follow the paparazzi around and document every little thing, milestone of your life. And write tabloids about you. You wouldn't know how to deal with that. You wouldn't be able to stand under that pressure.
Pressure. Let the conversation begin, guys.
Yes.
Oh, my God. This is what we do. If y'all want to talk about whatever we just said, if y'all want to comment on me and Nikki C on what we just said, if y'all want to comment about Simone Biles and Naomi Osaka, please send that email to
Let the Conversation Begin at gmail.com.
And I promise you we'll get back to y'all, guys. We're going to move it right along. Have about 8 more minutes left on this segment. So I want to bring something else up COVID-19 vaccine.
Ooh.
We had an episode not too long ago, a couple of months ago, and I had a pretty serious stance on it. I'm just going to say it. I think I changed my mind.
I
changed my mind.
You know, I think with this new strand, it is raising a lot of paranoia.
It ain't for that.
But, I mean, I'm just saying, though, too, because it's a little more elevated. And then because we travel and we go places. And, like, with you, with your job, you're all the time exposed to different terrains and different, you know, situations and stuff. And so, I mean, I support you. I would say go for that, because I want you to be protected as you're moving around out here. You're going to all these different states and stuff. Yeah.
Let me say this, guys. I forgot what episode. I don't even know what it is. Type in, go to our podcast, type in vaccine, because that was the main episode. But I had a stance that I didn't want it. You know, we talked about the syphilis. We talked about just how we always getting short end of the stick as African Americans or African descent culture. Yeah. We talked about why is they pushing it so hard in our culture? They giving people like lotteries and college scholarships. But I'm not afraid of this virus. I'm not afraid of catching it. I actually have caught it. Not this new strain, what they saying. And if you hear everybody, I mean, if you know people that I talk to, I have told them that I don't want to die, but I'm not afraid of dying.
No.
I'm not afraid of dying. I don't want to die now. Don't get it twisted. But I'm not afraid. Like, I'm okay. If you know CT has passed away, I'm okay. Just know that. But what she just said, I'm always traveling. I go to the different spots of the United States all the time.
Yeah.
I'm also around different people every single day. I'm actually next Monday, I'm 33, guys, about to be 34. But next Monday, I'm going to start school. And I'm about to be around teachers. I'm about to be around. Yeah, go on and give me some
hands. Yeah, you need a round of applause for that. Whoop, 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 yeah. I'm proud of him.
I'm about, I'm about to be around a lot of people. And also, at the point, I am staying in the house with a few people right now. And I say, you know what? I have to put my own personal opinion
to the side.
To the side. Yeah. Because even though that I'm not tripping about it, there's other people. And I want to be protected. Right. But I don't want to be the cost of knowing somebody caught it and passed away.
Has the other members of your household received their vaccinations yet?
Everybody.
Yeah, everybody else
has. I'm literally the only one.
I haven't.
And then even my family outside of this household, I'm literally the only one.
Wow.
And so it's just like, and you know, not wavering, but I'm not wavering because what they're saying. But like when I hear people speak about it, and then like knowing people that passed from it, knowing people that went to that's in a hospital right now as we speak, that battling for their life. Yep. Knowing people that's been on the ventilator. Knowing people that said this is the worst thing that has ever happened to them in their life. I'm like, you know what? God has spared me, and God is sending me little nuggets from here to there, and saying like, you know, this is what's in my mind, and I'm gonna let you have it because we got like 3 minutes left. Neil, I have plans for you. I need to take you far and wide. I need to take you in this country as well, other countries, and even continents. Neil, God is not telling me to get the vaccine, but at the end of the day, if I'm going to go and preach his word, preach his gospel, also if I'm going to go and motivate and empower people, I have to be good. I can't go there knowing that I can get messed up or I can be bringing it to them.
Well, even more so. I mean, if you're going to go to those different places like that, I mean, they required for you to have these vaccines. So.
And that's another thing. At the end of the day, I say this is that like they are required. But it's like, if I don't get it, then like half of my word is cut because I can't get to them people that God want me to get to.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say that, and then there you go. What you got? What you got for us? What you got? I mean, how you feel about it?
I'm thinking about it. I'm still kind of on the fence, people. I really am. I mean, because if I look at it, really, it's still a 50-50 chance of either getting it and dying from it, or not, or getting it and surviving it.
Well. I think it's more. I think it's more of a you're better protected with it as the numbers that we see.
I get that. Totally. That's just like with the flu shot.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I get the flu shot, I get the flu. So would I get COVID from getting the COVID shot? Because they do have to use certain of it to build your antibodies up or something, right?
Let me say that
this is the other vaccine.
This is the example I gave my little sister yesterday. She actually has COVID right now. She called me and she was like, "Bit bro, I got COVID." And I'm like, "You got the shot?" She was like, "Yes, I got both of the shots." And she was like, Why do I have the shot? I mean, why should I get the shot if I'm still gonna get COVID?" And this is the example that I gave her. I was like, if you get let's think of a little common cold. If you get a little common cold, when you get a common cold, what you're going to do? You're going to go get something for your headache. You're going to go get something for your running nose, something for your sinuses.
Yeah.
And it makes it better. Yes, you still have it, but it make it bearable. But yeah. if you get the common cold and you don't treat it for nothing,
you're
going
to be going through
You're
going
to be going.
You're going to be hurt.
It's going to be like a common cold with bedridden you if you don't do nothing.
It will.
And that's what I was trying to say. Like, just because you get the shot doesn't mean that you're not going to get it.
It does not make you exempt.
It doesn't make you exempt. And I don't know. Now, like I said, I don't know. I have not did no major research on this, but I don't believe the death toll from the people that has took the shot is as high as people without the shot.
Right. Of course not.
I know there's like one or two cases I know that people have died from taking the Johnson & Johnson. I'm not taking the Johnson & Johnson. I get it. I'm getting the Pfizer.
That's when
I'm getting the two shots, you know, or the Moderna. It's probably going to be the Pfizer that I get.
Because my fiance's, his dad's ex-wife passed like that.
From the shot.
After she got it, 2 days later she died.
Ooh, see, you about to push me back away from it.
I thought I told you that.
Nah, you ain't tell me that.
Yeah, Yeah.
God.
He talked to his dad. His dad was telling him that she died. And it was 2 days after she got the shot.
Which one
she get? Something happened with her immune system, and it just messed her up.
Which one did she get?
I don't know.
You gotta ask him that.
I don't know if he knows. I don't even know if his dad knows which one she got, because they was separated at the time. But yeah.
God, see, that's what I'm saying. Like now I'm hesitant again. Lord,
don't be scared.
Jesus.
Don't be scared.
Nah, but no, my faith. Nah, my faith is the Lord. It's almost like my faith is in the Lord. But just because the house is on fire, I'm not about to run into a house that's on fire just because my faith is in the Lord. You know what? I have God on my side. He's gonna protect me.
I won't get burnt by those flames.
That is just like the furnace. My clothes gonna be cool. The rope's gonna singe off me. I'm going to go in and God going to protect me.
God.
Get my tail burned
up.
Burned up. Oh,
I'll be a crisp.
Oh,
I'll come out looking like a wafer.
Oh, my God, man. That is crazy.
Yeah,
but,
it is.
But even still, guys, I have faith in the Lord. I'm going to say this, and then I'm done with this segment. If you know anything about the Bible, God had, commanded Paul to go back to Rome, and Paul just knew that he was gonna die.
Yeah.
He knew he was gonna pass. The thing, the beautiful thing that I take from it, he didn't pass. It's two things. He didn't pass until he done what thus says the Lord, what he was supposed to do for God. What he was,
right.
Nothing happened.
Right.
And by the time,
I believe the same happened for you.
Huh?
I believe the same happened for
and
you.
And that's what I'm getting to. I was like, God have a plan for me, guys.
Yeah.
Regardless of what happens right now, if it's the shot, if it's COVID, I'm protected.
Amen.
I am very protected.
Amen.
And then on top of that, when you know you're going to die, like Paul accepted it.
Yeah, he did.
He was like, all right.
You know what? All right, because as long as I'm coming on with you, Lord.
Yeah.
Hey.
I'm like, I might be scared if you run up on me with a gun or something, but I'm going to be like, just going to get this out of the way.
Let's go
just
go do ahead. This, you know.
I'm going to be with the Lord in heaven and the new
eyes.
Jerusalem
just
and the new heavens.
And the new
and
heaven.
Then, and
then
my
I'm
going to
go play
body.
With some tigers and lions and bears.
But guys, yeah, man, I want y'all to understand that if God has a plan for your life,
yes.
And regardless of what's going on in this world, ain't nothing gonna happen to you until God
ready.
Says, hey, it's complete, it's done.
Yeah.
Come be with me, guys.
Mm-hmm.
This is your guy CT, my home girl.
Nikki C.
This is Let the Conversation
Begin,
guys. Look, we just had a great segment, and we're getting into the meat and potatoes of the episode, the juicy part. And We gave you a little bit at the beginning. What we talking about again, Nikki C?
Mr. Know-It-All.
Mr. Know-It-All. And too many things going
get into
on
it.
In his life. We're about to get into it, guys. So stick back with us. Come back with us on the other side of the episode.
Yeah.
I promise you, man, we got it for you. Just stick with us, guys. We'll be right back. All right, guys, we back, and we here with the meat and potatoes of the episode. We here with the juicy part of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about Miss Know-It-All.
Mister.
We're talking about Miss Know-It-All that has too many things going on.
Mister.
With that said, you're rocking out with CT, my homegirl.
Nikki C.
Let the conversation begin, and the floor is yours. Go ahead, let's get it.
Yes, you said we're talking about Miss Know-It-All, but we're talking about Mister.
I think
Know-It-All.
I said mister.
No, you said mister.
And that's part of Know-It-All, which I guess you're talking about. I think I said mister.
No,
we got it recorded.
See, that's what I'm talking about right there. See, you just made my first point, you know.
Well, we got recording. We can go back and see what really was said.
Well, you know what? It don't even matter. We're just going to keep it going, all right?
Let's get it.
We're just going to focus, okay? Because you know it all. All
right, let's go.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? So, like, Mr. Know-It-All.
You know what? Let me say this. Because I want to know why.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm going to reiterate this, guys, for y'all. If y'all didn't catch the first part of the episode, listeners and viewers, we was doing an episode probably about a couple of months ago, and one of the questions was like, you know, say something about me, whatnot. And she said, Nikki C said, you know you'll know it all. I'm like, what? Really? You know you'll know it all? She was like, yeah, you think you know everything. And then right after that, she said, and you got too many things going on in your life. And the reason why we having this episode right here is because my fiance, who we are going to have on the episode later on in probably about 10-15 minutes,
yeah, I can't wait,
said the exact same thing. Yeah. And they don't talk.
They
have only talked when they seen each other in person, uh-huh, but over the telephone or Facebook, and no, they don't talk.
Don't, so they said the exact same thing. She don't have mine.
So you know, it brought us here.
It gotta be something, right?
It, you know, oh, it's something, and oh, it's something. But I'm ready, and I wanted to just splash that to you, and I'm gonna let her go ahead and take it from here.
I mean, you know, the reason being, first off, guys, why I did say that is because he seems to always have an answer for everything. I mean, I don't care what it is, okay? I mean, dude's never been, he's never had kids, but he can tell you how to take care of your kids. Mm. You feel what I'm saying? Ooh. Okay? But.
No, keep going. I'm just writing stuff down so I won't forget.
Never had kids, but he can tell you everything. It's a solution to everything when it come down to the kids, and he got an answer for it. Okay? All right. Ain't never been pregnant, but can tell you how to deal with pregnancy issues.
Like what? Like give, you know what, like saying? What pregnancy issue?
Like, you know, use some cocoa butter to get rid of the stretch marks. Well, how do you know that, sir? It don't work.
Okay.
Because I've tried it. Okay.
Okay.
You know. But anyways, I'm just saying, you know, and then with having all of the stuff going on with his life, I mean, he driving trucks. He got 50 different podcasts going on. He's a motivational speaker.
Empowerment, okay? But keep going.
And Let me reiterate. An empowerment speaker, okay? And look, I can't wait for you guys to see this video, but he builds homemade pools in his free time, okay? How do you put on all of these different hats all the time and do all these different things and you don't never get tired, okay? He got a belly too, but he can tell me how to get rid of my belly. I'm just playing.
Oh no, let's get it. Let's get it.
Hell no.
Hey, that's
it. I'll try. I had to take a stab there, okay? All right. I mean, he's a workout teacher, workout trainer. He knows all the workout exercises and everything to do to help you get your body in shape and everything. Look, the dude has a big tractor tire in his backyard that he's flipping, okay? Okay? I'm just saying, he knows everything. How do you know all of these things? And you've never done any of these things. How do you know how to be such a great dad and you're not having any kids? That's the one main thing, really, that made me say that.
Okay. Are you ready?
No, I want you to respond. I mean, I'm not going to keep. I want to hear you say something.
I'm not going to go biblical. We're gonna stay logic right now.
Yeah, let's just.
We're gonna
do
stay
that.
Logic because I was you know got to have something for a response. I'm just going to say.
But we're gonna get there. Yeah. Now we're gonna get there.
Okay,
get there.
All right. The first one she said, never had kids, but I can tell. Let me ask you a question before I answer that. Okay. With what I'm doing with our kids, is it working? Yes or no?
That's not important.
No. Is it working? Yes or
it
no?
It works. Okay.
It works. Okay. Let's get a little deeper. Is my stuff working better than your stuff?
Hold on. Wait. No. Uh-huh.
No. Yes or
see,
no?
That's
hold
another
on.
Thing of that. No at all.
No. Yes no. or no? No. No. Yes or no?
Not all things. No.
Okay. What's not working?
Okay. Not all things.
What's not working?
No. Because it's not a lot of stuff is not going to work for me the same way it works for
you. No. I didn't say
parent.
That. You're changing it. I say it's the things that I'm working better than the things that you're doing.
A
for
lot
your
of the
kids.
Suggestions are a little better than how I handle things. Okay. I'm going to say that.
So now getting back to the thing is that like the reason why that I have so much input and I don't have kids because for one, I love kids. I grew up around kids.
He's
I am a big kid. I also been a kid. The main thing is I cherish kids. I take time with kids. My target is young men and young women when I'm speaking is my target. So it requires me to observe. It requires me to get a relationship with them. It requires me to get a personal relationship with them because two twins are not the same.
No, they're not.
So two twins. So even though they are twins, it's going to be something different about them. And you, and it's up to you, being a parent, a godfather, a father-in-law, mother-in-law, it's up to you to figure that out. If one thing is not working, then you have to keep trying. Mm-hmm. So my thing is, with these, with my bright God kids, hey, they my real kids. That's how I look at them, be honest. But I do say God kid too, whatever. With that, everything that I do, when if you continue doing it, it will work. Yeah. There haven't been one thing. There haven't been one thing that I have asked you to do that didn't work. And if it is, let me know.
Gladly.
Okay, let's go.
Gladly. But my thing is, do you think that it would still work? Well, do you think that it would be as easy for you, though, if you were the 24/7 parent?
Yes.
Really? You really do believe
that? You want
to go there? I mean, I'm asking for real. Yes. You really do believe that?
Yes, I really do. I believe, let's get honest right quick. Let's get real. Jay, I bring him to the house. I bring him here. The first day he get here, I do have to get on him. But when he here 2, 3, 4 days, he respect and mind all the rules and regulations.
Let me get finished.
Okay. He respect and mind all the rules and regulations here, but he don't do it when he go back home with you. And when he come back, that's why I said it takes that one day. He don't have it in his mind. But when he, after I get on him that first day and whatever, we go outside and we box, me and him, we box.
Yeah.
We wrestle.
Yeah.
I'm about to have him flipping tires and moving bricks.
He finna be buff.
Yeah, I know, right? So my thing is, if I had him on a consistent base, I would, it would be tiring, but I would stay on him and her.
It started out with me like that. Mm-hmm. But after 13 years, man, like I'm just saying, if it was a biological thing, mm-hmm. like these, your biological kids, mm-hmm. after all of, like after the, you start out well and good like that and everything. But then after a while, it just be like, it's rudimentary to them.
No. No, that's, but see, that's parenting. Yeah. That's parenting. That's not true. Them, because a child is going to do what they can do.
Hey, look, this is my point, people. Hey, you see how he has an answer to everything, right?
And right look. Here, like, yes, I got an answer right here. What she's trying to do is, because I'm not a parent, but she is a parent, she's trying to little brother me and say, I don't know it, because she's been a parent for 13 years and I haven't been a parent. That's what she's trying to do. So she's trying to say, Neil, your word is void because you don't know.
No.
Slick is what you're trying to do.
I'm not taking anything away from what you do because it is
No. That's not that.
I'm not taking anything away from what you're saying.
No, but no, you just sat there and you just said, see, guys, this is what I'm talking about. And what you say,
everything.
No, yeah, because what you say, what you're talking about is, that's really trying to say I'm a know-it-all. And when you say that you a know-it-all, that means, like, you may think you know it all, but you really don't know it all.
It is a big difference in between really going through something and just having the knowledge thereof it. I'm just saying. And let's skip the pregnant part, because I said that being funny. But really.
No, we can get there. I wrote it down.
I know you did, but I was saying it just. I was just throwing stuff out there for, like, you know, it don't matter to me. This is how I'm looking at it. It don't matter what topic or whatever it is. He knows everything about it. And if he don't know everything about it, he's going to go find an answer for it and then come back to you with that answer.
She just gave you the key, because I'm not even giving you the answers. We're going conversation to conversation, and then I'm giving you the answer why. But she just gave you the key.
Yeah.
We can get back to the kids, but no, we That's move on is. to the pregnant. I remember that conversation.
What?
I remember about the pregnant and the cocoa butter. This is exactly what I said. I said a lot of people use cocoa butters to lighten their scratch mark. But I didn't also, and I actually sent you Amazon things that are for specifically for
stretch
marks.
You did.
And what I told her, I said, I don't know if they work, because I do got stretch marks, but I said, I never used it. But I said, I do know women that have been pregnant that use it and said that they work.
That it worked.
I'm not saying that it worked, but at the end of the day, I do believe that for the most things going on in the world, there is an answer and there is a way.
It is.
And you have the right and you have the know-how to find out.
And you're right.
You can't just sit there in your own mind, in your own space, and just wonder.
And when he saw that I did not get this stuff, he bought me a tub of shea butter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that wasn't for scratch. That wasn't for scratch marks. Come on, don't throw me like that. I don't want to say what it was for. Marks. What was it for?
It was a massage my hands.
There we go.
Because my hands are rough and got calluses.
She feel like she been climbing roofs on top of the house.
Feel like sandpaper. You know what? Bump you, man. Hell no. You see what I'm saying?
You gonna hold it? We're gonna
they
put
know
it
how
up.
To soften up your hands if you got rough hands.
Yeah,
don't worry about it.
Go get you 100% shea butter.
They know how to soften your
and
hands
massage
if you
them
got
every
rough
day.
Hands.
Yeah,
know?
That's what
he's
you do.
He's a minister. He's a know it all. You know, most people that think they know it all, they are a little self absorbed. Kind of.
Okay.
But I mean, you know, selfish in no way, shape, form, or fashion is this guy right here. Okay. So don't think I'm saying that because he's one of the most selfless people that I know. Okay. But who else would think to do a show about themselves being a know-it-all?
No, because no, there's other people out there that feel the same way. And there's a reason why.
You know, and it is.
And there's a reason why.
I can't wait to hear this response from my queen sister. Like he said, we don't talk.
Oh no, no, no! I'm gonna be honest.
We don't talk.
She got a little bit more weight because we talk every day.
Every day.
And
I'm ready for it, man. You know what I'm saying?
But I gotta throw you under the bus though. I gotta throw you under the bus right now.
Here we go.
She's ready, and this is probably being. I only saying this because of know it all. She's not prepared today. Where your book at?
Yeah,
she had stuff laid out for me.
I did, and forgot it.
She knew this was the episode.
Oh goodness, yeah.
She knew this was the episode.
I kind of got tripped up, but maybe we'll do a part two.
God,
so I can really, 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 really step my game, cause you feel me, cause we really need to chop some things.
Okay. Before we get Queen on here, because you know we kind of skimmed on. We're gonna get back to the kids. That's gonna be a full one. We're gonna get back to that.
I already figured that,
you know, for real, because I just want to reiterate this again, mm-hmm. with the kids, then we're gonna move on. It's just that, guys, the stuff I'm doing is working. I'm just saying, the stuff I'm doing is working, and I see the results. I know you see the results. Everything that I'm doing is working. Just spending time with them, just how they look at me, how they view me, the conversations I have with Jay, how she speak to me. She speak to me differently than the way she speak to y'all. She is so cute and so of a prince and so adorable when it comes to me. But when I see her speak to y'all, it's like she been here before.
Yeah,
really?
Because we're there every it's just different.
No,
even I talk to my baby like different like that because we got a different connection. And I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna say this. I had godparents, okay? And when I got with my godparents, I act totally different with my godparents than I did with my parents. In the household with my parents.
It's not.
It's like, I just did. I ain't told. It's not. I mean, what you mean?
It's not about God. Even kids with their. Well, I'm saying even kids with their real parents at that way. At the age of 4 and even 13, it's more of parenting and not the child. Just because time go by doesn't mean that. Okay, whatever.
That. We're not here to bash my parenting skills.
I ain't say that, but hey, you said I'm a know-it-all. I'm proving
I'm
my
just
case.
Saying.
Let me write it.
Let me
write a check mark.
Me
let me write a check mark right there.
Because it just Bye seems out. Like you just getting on me, coming at me. See how you do me. Y'all see how he do
you know
me.
What if you need to get on, huh? What if you need?
Not all the time. Good God, I'm
yes, all the time.
No.
Let's get real. Yes, all the time.
Sometimes
but this
you
is
can
episode,
do more harm
and
than
I'm
good.
Doing and I'm doing this for everybody
Sometimes
out there.
You can
there.
Do more harm
no.
than good.
No,
when you're constantly on a person like that.
I'm not here for them cliches.
Come on, man.
I'm not here for them cliches because this is why I'm so passionate. Let me say this, and I'll be done.
Just saying.
And then you can get done. I'm not here for these cliches. They're going to be grown one day. And what you
Amen.
Do right now
Amen.
Will reflect who they will be in the future.
Yep, and it will. But you know what?
But can't you
but
just
you know
listen
what?
And hear it?
I can.
Instead of responding.
What you mean?
What I mean is just take time to process it.
Okay.
What I'm saying, take time instead of trying to respond on it.
All right.
Because I'm looking, what I'm saying, I'm looking at them. If we, especially with Jay, if we don't keep it into overdrive, this dude ain't going to know nothing when he turn 18. Mm-hmm. And four cameras, I'm not bashing her. The main reason why I'm in their life, because their father is not there. Yeah. This ain't her. For the most part, when you look at Jay, Nikki C have done a great job. When the very first thing I told her, I said, Jay is totally different from the normal. At the time I met him, he was 11 and 12. He is. Well, I met him way before that, but I became godfather at that time. Mm-hmm. He is so different. He is the opposite. He is so innocent, so respectful. I mean, be honest. This dude do not go against his mom's and grandma's word. Like, he don't. Like, that's foreign to me. And it takes a level of a mother being in their lives for that. But there is a lot of necessities that they are lacking. Yeah. And just to be honest, can't no woman raise a young man. They can raise them the best they can do, but they need their father. Yeah. I saw that. Her being my best friend at the time, still my best friend, I said, who I am as a person, I can do what I can because I have been there before.
And I appreciate him for it. So y'all don't get it misconstrued.
So I'm not bashing, but what I am doing, I'm looking and I'm seeing the lack thereof. Your favorites and lack thereof. I see the lack thereof. And I'm there to try to help out. And some of that is going to be, I'm going to be honest, my girl come over, she going to probably say, she call her my baby mama sometimes. But technically, I'm the father.
Yeah.
Baby mama.
Pretty much.
And what I'm saying is, as if things needs to get done, it's going to be a clash in me and you sometimes.
Yeah, it is.
Gonna be a clash.
But y'all, it's mostly a clash all the time.
All the time. Because this is like the conversation.
That's only
because,
you know, old habits die hard. And he just trying to kick me out of my old, my little old cul-de-sac.
She want to stay in her habits. And she want to argue with me.
I'm being bullheaded about coming out of it. That's all, you know.
Saying that I'm wrong when she can see the results. She can see the results.
I can. I'm not in denial about that. You know, moving on though, he know every Bible verse too. Why? I mean,
don't throw that on me.
He got a Bible verse for everything.
Don't throw that on me.
He might as well be a walking Bible.
Well, you know, I did. I did go to Church of Christ. That's what they call. That's their cliche, scripture quoting, Bible toting.
Oh yeah,
that's cliche.
Oh, snap.
Whenever you say somebody is Church of Christ, scripture quoting Bible tote.
That's non-denominational though, right?
It's supposed to be.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, supposed to be.
Okay, but you know.
With that, I'm gonna be honest. I am nowhere near where I used to be. I'm gonna just be honest. Probably about when I was, I'm 33 now, about 24, 25. Whenever you talk, I could come right out. Boom, there you go. Scripture. Know exactly where it's at.
Boy, that would have got on my nerves.
Now,
real life. Come back to real. Yeah. This is real life, okay? Be logical, you know?
Yeah, now, but right now, I mean, of yeah, I know I can I direct you. But I do it differently now. I let you lead yourself there. I do it in a way to where, like, I let that door remain open because mm-hmm. as men and women of God, if you just hammer, you can mm-hmm. actually do more harm than good. Just be honest.
Did he just?
No, because I've been there.
Hey, I'm just saying though. Did y'all catch that? You know, y'all caught that, right? You can do more harm than good.
No, but this is about Bible. This is not about parenting. This is not about parenting.
That's two totally different things now.
I
had to try it, okay?
Don't be hustling me.
I had to try it, you know.
No, man.
I had to try.
But I'm ready
to get the queen.
Hold on, because we got one thing. You said, I got podcasts, I got video, I got all this stuff going on. Like, why is it wrong for me to have things to do?
There's nothing wrong with that.
So why is it a problem?
No, it's just nothing wrong with that.
Why do I have too many things? What's the problem?
I didn't say it was a problem. I just said you have a lot going on.
So, I mean, when you say you have, there's a reason why. You're not going to say you got a lot going on after you just say I'm Mr. Know-It-All in a good way. So there's a reason why you say I got a lot going on.
Because you wear a lot of different hats. all the time.
Yeah.
You know, and
I ain't like, got no, I ain't got nobody.
It constantly has you on the go. You know what I'm saying?
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it.
I ain't got nobody else to do it for me.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I commend you. I wish that I could, you know, just change those hats like that.
You can.
I mean, I'm saying, you know, more fluently, like more, you know, loosely. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, I have to also make sure I got plans for my little ones. I got to find sitters and stuff. And my 64-year-old mother, as of Thursday, is getting tired. Yeah. You know, and my brother barely want to keep him. And I don't have a lot of other people that that's volunteering to watch my kids.
But you about to go to school, though. We know that.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
All right, look, guys, this is Let the Conversation Begin with your guy, CT, my homegirl.
Nikki C.
Hey, man, whatever we just said, like, we really about to get it in because my fiance is not about to pull no punches. And it's going to be real, guys. So come back to the last segment. Actually, we're probably going to do one more segment at the end of the next one just with me and Nikki C. And all, but come back. It's about to get real, guys.
Yes.
See you on the other side.
Tune in.
All right, guys, we are back with Let the Conversation Begin with your host, CT, my homegirl.
Nikki C.
We're about to call the queen.
Yes.
We're about to call the matriarch of my life.
Yeah.
On the phone.
Wow.
She's waiting. She's going to be mad because she like her sleep when she was asleep.
And I had to wake her up.
She's been waiting for about an hour and 30 minutes, but here we go. Yes. There we go.
Hello.
Amber Love, how you doing?
I'm good.
What's up, baby? You been good?
Yeah.
I'm just
in like the store. I was waiting.
Oh, man. You're going to be able to talk. I don't need no holdups now.
Well, I mean, I'm in the store. I have a cart full of groceries. So I don't know if you can hear the music in the background.
No, we good. I'm going to just need you to stand in one spot for this, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. That's my love. All right, so like I said, we're doing an episode about Mr. Know-It-All / got too many things going on in my life. And me and Nikki C, we just got finished having a great conversation. But from your point of view, my fiance, guys, to all the listeners, to all the viewers, from your point of view, baby, why do you say I'm a know-it-all? And why do you say I have too many things going on in my life?
Yes.
Go for it.
Okay,
I'm gonna turn you up.
You said what?
I'm gonna turn you up, so let's get it.
When we have conversations, so we talk a lot, you know, sometimes like there's one time in our relationship when I was like, I need you to be like, I guess my boyfriend and not, what did I say exactly? I don't remember. But is it because you
keep every time, you was every time you talk, every time you came to me, I had an answer. I had
counselor morning.
I had to come to you. I mean, I had to tell you and like, baby, this, that, and that. I was Neil Legend. I was motivating to you, and you said to me, you said to me, Neil, sometimes I just need you to be my boyfriend and not Neil Legend. That's exactly what you said to me.
Yeah, that's what it is. But I think naturally you always try to help people. And mm-hmm. even if your opinion or your help is not wanted, you still try to help. And sometimes it's like, if people don't know you, it could be a little bit like overbearing.
Yeah.
You know? And what's the other question you asked?
No, hold on. No, hold on. We ain't about to be done fast.
She used a great word, overbearing.
Yeah, okay. We write down overbearing and see what you want to talk about. So no, you say Mr. like some more Mr. Know It All stuff. Like I need some time, some points when you thought I was a know it all.
Tell it, girl.
I thought I wrote down. You know, I don't be like keeping count, but
I told you this about 3 weeks ago we was gonna have this episode.
I know, but still. 3 weeks is like 2 days. It creep up.
It does. Tell the truth, sis. Tell the truth.
All right, you said I got too many things going on. Like why?
Oh,
like what all? Just from your memory, what all do I have going on?
Your evening podcast. I know you keep saying like during that time we wasn't really together, but you were saying that you wanted to do the home inspection. What is it called?
Home inspection.
The home inspection. And then you have, I don't remember, you have like two podcasts already?
I got two right now.
Oh, 2 to 3?
Two. I have two.
It's 50 lil.
And then you always have something, which is a beautiful thing, but you know, we had this discussion. It's not like, we need to make sure one thing is established first so that you can have money coming out of that and then invest in more things. Mm-hmm. Because if this thing is not established, it doesn't make any sense if you keep on getting something new or having a new business plan or something, whatever.
Okay. So let me ask you something. In your opinion, has any of my ventures suffered because of another one?
Had it suffered? I don't think it suffered, but I think that because you are putting... I know they said don't put all your eggs in one basket. Is that the same?
Yes.
Well, that's
yeah, but in this case, that's different.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. That's not a good example. I think the example you were trying to go for is that I'm putting all my energy. I should put all my energy in one thing. I think that's what you're trying to say.
No, I ain't going to tell her what she's trying to say. Girl, you give me no. I supposed to be leaving. He gonna tell you what you trying to say now. Well, that's a know-it-all for you.
You want to know why I'm doing this? Because it ain't no energy on this episode right now.
Oh man, hold on, wait now. Look, we're listening, okay? We're listening.
I'm trying to make it.
You're supposed to be hearing more than you is being heard.
I'm hearing.
Okay.
All right, go back.
That's the thing.
No, because I was waiting for you to call, but then I had some few errands, and I was like, okay, let me go and see if I'll get back in time. That's why. Yes, errands.
I'm messing with you, babe. Keep going.
Yeah, but no, I don't know how to explain it, but it's like you, within the 3 years that we've been together, you have probably over 10 things that you wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. Wanted or doing?
Well, doing, and I'm very proud of you. You did your book. You did finish your book, so I'm proud of you with that.
yeah,
you did your book, so I am proud of you with that. And you did say you're going to do it, and you completed it, and you published it. So that's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then when it comes to your speaking, I think, like, you know, you wanted to be the motivational speaker. You will become the motivational speaker, but I mean, I see... At first, you was consistent with your videos, and I think you should have still been consistent, even if you're not getting the traffic that you're looking for, or whatever the case is. Just keep on putting out videos constantly. But then you said you wanted to do this other thing and that other thing, and I'm like, well, this one thing is not even off the ground yet. So, you know, you can write down the stuff, and eventually, whenever you become a new legend, then you start doing more things. But other than that, I feel like it's not... If you need at least one thing to be established.
Okay.
Great points.
I hear you. What you say about that, Nikki C?
Great points. I think she makes some very valid and great points there because, you know, a person can stretch themselves a little too thin now, but mm-hmm. if you focus on one thing at a time, I mean, even if you have, like, maybe one or two things, I mean, maybe, you know, multitasking, but you got a whole plethora of stuff just, you know.
I only got three things.
Going on then, you know.
Yeah, three things.
Yeah, but in those three things, there's like, attached to each one, there's like two or three other things.
No, three things are connected.
Okay.
They all that's the reason why I have multiple, because they all connected.
Right.
I only have one thing that's not connected.
Uh-huh.
And honestly, I can let that go if I wanted to.
That's the truck driving?
No. Oh. Truck driving, that's the way. I ain't making money nowhere else.
What's the one thing?
I have a gaming channel.
Okay, the gaming channel.
So you ain't even know that. I'm giving you because
I'm not a gamer.
So. You ain't got to be a net gamer.
You know, you're right. But I don't look for stuff like that.
Okay. But no, so I heard you. And like, honestly, for the most part, baby, like, you are right for the most part. The thing is, but what I told you is that... It's like what I just told Nikki C. It's all connected. Like my YouTube, my Facebook, my podcast, it's all the same. It's the Let the Conversation Begin, or it's the Champion Fire. And they all is connected. It's motivating. And it's talking about real serious things. Now I do other things, like she said, like driving trucks. I do drive trucks. I have got to make a living, so I can't do that right now. Also about to go back to school. I'm about to give up trucking full time to go back to school. Guys, let me give myself some claps on that one, guys.
So far that's five things, guys. Yeah, that's five things. Okay. Keep going.
No, I mean, but that's basic. I have a life. Like, I don't see the problem with it, because now this is what I say, then I want y'all to respond to this. If something was taking a hit from something else, then I can give it up. But all of this stuff is connected, one right after another. Right. And I'm putting the same energy in everything, like the way I work, like the way I was when I just had one thing. And I don't see it's a problem. Also, on top of that, I'm doing now. I ain't gonna lie. The only thing I'm not doing to my videos is what I kick myself in the butt is that marketing. I'm not marketing. I'm not putting my stuff out there. And I can do that.
Yeah.
I should be doing that. That's the only thing that I'm not doing. But everything else, I put the same amount of energy, and I can't do nothing else. I post the videos. I post the audio. We put it out, especially at The Conversation Begin. We put it out on our platforms and stuff. There's nothing else I can do. It's just got to let it catch traffic and let it get to the right people.
Yeah.
So it's like, what else? My question to you now, baby, you said I should stop most of this stuff and focus on one thing. What else can I do in that one thing that I'm not already doing besides the marketing, besides putting it out there in the platform?
I think it is the marketing. I think that I'm like, for example, I'm pretty sure, I don't know if your same viewers listen to this podcast and then the other part. I don't know if it's the same people or they're different people. Do you know that if they are?
What you mean?
Like, okay, so you see, like, you might have your game, you have your gaming channel viewers that tune in, and then you have your Let the Conversation Begin people that tune in. Mm-hmm. And do you think that for your we are champions, or what is it called? The other one you have?
Yeah, Champion Fire.
Fire and Fire, yeah. Do you think like the same viewers tune into both for
Champion Fire and Let the Conversation Begin? It's the same. It's the same people, and both them like is like both sides of one quarter. They have their own fans, but because it's kind of the same thing. Because me and Nikki C, we do a lot of motivating. We do a lot of giving y'all different outlooks and takes. And with the Champion Fire, it's more so centered towards sports, but it's motivating. Now the gaming channel, that's just me whooping tail on the game.
And raising young excuse me. Raising young boys to men.
No. That was actually Champion within Fire Champion too. That was Fire. Within Champion Fire.
I thought that was also something different outside of itself.
No. Yeah. So that was just. It's almost like, have you been to church and they have a series? Yeah. That was just a series.
Okay. I was thinking that was something else too, a separate. Because it seemed like like you said, it was a series, so you did have more than one.
Yeah,
so that's why I kind of threw me too. I'm like, oh, we got another
one. It's 32 in all, and I only made it to 16 before I stopped.
Oh wow.
So it's 32. But that was a series, and then after that I would have been done with Raising Boys to Men.
Okay.
So
okay.
That was just a series.
But I like that.
I'm gonna get back I got the most response from that. Especially the one you didn't like, Amber Love, about how men should jump into the pool. She didn't like that. She was like, really? They should take the stairs. And she was like, oh, that sounds dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
But no, I got the most response. I got a few hundred views on that one.
Okay.
But are you done scolding me right now, baby?
I'm not scolding you.
You are scolding me.
Stop being a baby.
We have this all the time. No, but I am proud of you, though. I'm glad. I'd rather be with someone that always have a plan for something or always thinking about something than just sitting down there and not trying to accomplish
anything. Amen.
So I'm proud of you. I'm just wanting you to, like, focus on one thing. But, hey, maybe you know you have your own vision and you know what exactly you want. And I'm on the outside looking in. You know, I don't really know exactly.
Oh, she just said a mouthful. Right.
That's a good woman.
She just said
y'all hear this,
right,
queen? She's like, look, I can have my own opinion about it, but babe, you know what? You got your vision. You know what you're doing. You know where you're going. So either way it goes, I'm going to support you. So, hey.
Yeah.
But this is just my opinion, though. This is just what I think. I'm on outside looking in, babe. I'm just trying to look out for you. So either way it goes.
Yeah, that's it. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Regardless, I'm going to support you. But, you know, everyone has a opinion.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
That's
it's
a good
like
woman.
Me in school. Like, a lot of people don't know, you know. You're like, oh, if you know me, I've been to school, like, what, 4 times? But people don't know the reason I never went to the career and I'm finally going to the career I wanted. So if you go on the outside looking in, you're going to be like, dang, Amber been to school, college about 4 times for 4 different majors, you know?
Wow.
So it just
seems, yeah.
Yeah. And people don't know why I went back to school 4 times, you know? If they would ask my story, then they would know. But on the outside looking in, they're like, this girl just can't make up her mind.
Right.
But it's deeper than that, you know? So that's why I say that.
Okay.
Wise.
Well, let me ask you just before I get into it. Can you stay for the response? Because I am about to go off.
Oh, God.
Can you stay? Or do you need to go ahead and, like, do you need
no,
to go?
No, I can. Maybe I could just mute my end because I've just been standing up in one aisle for like the longest.
Okay, you can mute your end if you want to.
Yeah, let me get back to shopping.
Okay, you're going to mute your end and get back to shopping. Here we go, guys. Ooh. Now, boy. I'm about to respond to all of this.
Here we go.
All of this. Let me throw on the hood, guys, for the viewers because I wore all black because it's about to be a funeral right now. So hold on.
Oh, Lord, he said a funeral.
Not to kill some people. Not to hurt some feelings. And if I hurt your feelings, I don't care.
You ain't gonna hurt mine. I'm built for it tough.
No. Here we go, guys. So this message is for everybody. This message is for, you know, let me take.
Yeah, just hold on to the mic. Look at him. Look at him.
This message is for everybody, right? Because this, you know, this is not really directed towards Nikki C or my fiance. Baby, can you put it on mute, please?
Yeah, give me 1 second.
Okay. I don't need to hear nobody ringing up and getting their card declined.
Like, bah, bah, bah. It don't even make that kind of noise. So
no, it does. It actually does it now. Even if it goes through, it has that noise. Uh-uh. I think they do that just so if it get declined, the other people will know.
Yeah, we go to different stores. So yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've never heard none of that.
Go to Dollar Tree. You'll hear it.
Okay.
All right, guys. Here we go. Look, this is it. Like, so I have a lot of people. Not just these guys, not these ladies. I have a lot of people telling me, Neil, what you should do, what you should not do. I have people telling me actually how the podcast should be, how it should be run. I have a lot of people telling me how many videos I should put out a week. I have a lot of people telling me that my way is not the way. You wasn't there when I was sleeping in my car. You wasn't there when I was sleeping. You wasn't there when I was hungry. I didn't have no money. Where was you at then? Right? Like where was you at when I really needed you? Where was you at when I didn't have a job and I was only living off food stamps? Like, where was the advice then? Where was the help? And then the problem that I have is that you want to give me advice, but you don't even want to pitch in. You don't even want to help me out. You just want to tell me what you think I should do. And you don't want to help out. Like, I had somebody tell me about my podcast the other day, tell me that this, I'm not going to say the specifics, but tell me that I'm doing this wrong or you doing this wrong. You don't even got a podcast yourself.
Chopped heads.
You don't even have no social media presence at all. You're not putting out nothing. You're going to a 9-to-5. Why am I going to take advice from you? Why? No, I want you to get this because I'm trying. I am really, really trying. So you know, this is not about know-it-all. Throw this out there. This is about everything that I got going on. I got things going on. I still hold down the 9-to-5. I still go off and I drive trucks. I still come back and do my podcast. I still come back and do my Champion Fire. No, not the podcast. My Champion Scrum YouTube channel. I still come back and do my game. I still come back and do something. And I have all the energy to do that. I still have time to work out. I still have time to be a father to my kids. I still have time to be a great friend to my friend. I still have time to be a great fiance to my wife. So my thing is, why are you telling me what I need to do when you ain't even in my life trying to help me out? You don't know what I have going on. Mm-hmm. I've been doing this for a while. I've been getting traction. I've been getting great looks. And oh, you have them great looks. Like, I have people. The reason why I do this, I have people that have done this before and that are doing it. And they are telling me what I should do at this point, at this time. But you're not doing nothing but sleeping at your house. You're not doing nothing but binge watching Netflix. You ain't doing nothing but going to the club. Why would I take advice from you? Real talk, why? This is Hoodie Neil. I don't know if they're ready for this.
They ain't ready.
And that's my problem. Like, it's the most people that really don't have my back that telling me what I should do or what I should not do. And it's the most people who don't know me, who don't know my drive, who don't know my passion, who don't know the effort that I put in, that telling me that I'm doing it wrong. What are you doing? You ain't doing nothing. Doing nothing. So all that stuff, all that gibberish, all that baby talk, that stuff obviously don't apply to me. It really don't apply to me because I'm doing something. And yes, most of this stuff that I'm doing right now, honestly, at this moment, not getting paid for, I'm doing this because I love to do it. This is my passion. It's in my heart. Mm-hmm. I'm doing this because I love to do it.
Now say something about that.
So really, if you're not doing what I'm doing, if you're not even doing what it is that you want to do it, don't give me no advice. I don't need it. I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want to hear it. I don't care. And I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're my brother. I don't care if you're my father. Mm-hmm. I don't care. I don't care if you're my mother, my sister. Because I'm saying it really, you know, I don't really show this side because I internalize it. And I use that to keep going. Really, it don't discourage me. It just make me work harder. I'm going to just be honest. It don't discourage me. I'm not about to pull myself out of this. I'm not. I know why you're laughing. I'm not about to pull myself out of this.
I'm proud of you, man.
No, I'm not.
You got that fire. You got that fire.
No, and that's what I'm saying. It just really baffles me that all the negative, all the you're doing it wrong, all the you talk a little too much, all the we can't hardly hear you, all the I don't like the topic, I don't like what you said, all the yeah, I only listen to you because I know you, all the yeah, I don't listen to podcasts, but you listen to Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson, but you right. know me, you don't want to support me,
right?
Another thing on top of that is why I'm not listening, y'all, because you're going to be the very one, once this stuff pop off, once it happened, you're going to be there looking for a handout. What I supposed to say then? Oh, no, you were the one. You were the one who said I was doing it wrong. You are the one who said that I need to change up the setting. You are the... Man. Miss yes. me with that bull, man. Yes. Miss me with that bull.
Yes.
This is for everybody. This is not directed towards one person, but I've been waiting to get this off because at the end of the day, the reason why I'm so mad, I'm so upset, is people like you that crush people's dreams. It's people out there that's trying to do something right now. And because you so negative, you have them stopped in their tracks. And now they're going back to that job, that 9-to-5 that they don't want to do no more because of the stuff that what you said.
Well, that's right, though.
And that's why I'm saying, like, maybe that person ain't got it. See, I don't have it right. I'm in a room right now. We got blinds in the background. Like, y'all don't know what's behind the cameras. Like, y'all don't know if this is my sleeping room. This is how people started off. You don't know what they're going through. Why not give them some encouragement? Why not just say, you know what? If you need me, let me know. Whatever it is. Because some of the same people that's giving me all this supposedly constructive criticism is the same ones that I have asked and said, would you do A, B, C, and D for me? But you said no. You said, I can't do it. I don't have time right now. So I don't want to hear that, oh, it ain't going to work because I saw Chad Ocho's single, his setup is glamorous. Yeah, this dude is a millionaire too.
Right.
I barely got it in my bank account right now. I'm working with what I have.
Amen.
So that's how I feel about it.
We both are. So we're both mad.
Yeah.
Going out.
I mean, real talk. I have a few real ones. I have a few real ones that's in my corner that regardless of what I do, they have supported me from day one. A real one. I take constructive criticism from the people that really have my best interest at hand. Mm-hmm. Like, really. And honestly, I'm going to be real. I'm going to say this too. I probably need some new friends. I probably need some new people, because the things that I'm doing, I look in my circle. These people ain't doing nothing. They don't want to do nothing. I have asked my closest friends. Would you help me out? And it's always, maybe just let me know. And then when I reach out, they're not there. Mm-hmm. I have asked my closest friend.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Had a conversation. Have a conversation with my mentor the other day and everything. And he was just like, if I got in a bind, in Anson County, how much money can I get up? And I looked at, I was like, there's only about two people that I can go at and really get some big money. And that's my dad. Three people, my dad, my brother, and my uncle. Other than that, I said, I need some new friends. That's what I told him. I said, I need some new friends, because if I get in a bind and I need to get up about $2,000.
It ain't coming from Anson.
I don't think it's coming from Anson.
It ain't coming from nobody down here.
I got homies running down on me for $4.
Bruh,
I need $4. Like, what, my $4 I paid? $4? You know what I'm saying? Jesus. But no. When I getting back to it, and I'm gonna wrap this up, because like this is really real to me, and I really feel this way. It's like, if there's no compliments, this is the key. If you ain't complimenting, and if you don't have nothing going on in your life, if you're miserable at where you're working at in your 9-to-5, and you ain't doing what I'm doing, if you don't have a podcast, if you don't have a YouTube channel, if you're not a motivational speaker, if you're not an empowerment speaker, if you're not going back to school, if you ain't been to school, if you just been in the same spot for the past 10 years, I don't want to hear it. Don't even try it. You know what? I'm at this point to where I'm just going to walk off on you. I don't want to hear it. Nope. Why not instead of trying to disrespect, literally slack is slick what you're doing, instead of disrespect, why not? You know what? What about this thought? What about this idea? Why not we join forces?
Amen. Boy, I've been trying to see that for a long time.
Why not we bring our ideas together?
Why not?
But yeah, and still, you're not doing nothing and I haven't made it, but you talking crap about what I'm doing. God dang it, I'm doing something. What you doing? You ain't doing nothing. Real talk. Piss me off. Go ahead, Nikki. See, I'm...
Hey, man, you don't say the mouthful for me and you both. Hey. I'm over here cheering on. I'm the cheerleader over in the corner, because everything he's saying is so absolutely true. You know, I mean, I hope you didn't take me the wrong way when I came.
No. I mean, I don't, because at the end of the day, Nikki C had written my whole book for me.
I typed it. He wrote it.
Girl, be quiet. You know what you did. Wrote my whole book. And she didn't even know how to do nothing.
No.
She learned how to format.
Because he encouraged and inspired.
Okay,
no.
Forget all that. You did it. It doesn't matter. I asked you and you did it.
Mm, yeah, you're right.
My fiance that's on the phone. Look, even if she supports me 100%, but I want to say it this way. I ain't never coming at her. That's my fiance. I'm going to just be real. That's my fiance. Like, right. this ain't to her. That's my baby. Love you. You still on the phone. That's my baby. I'm talking about people. Oh, yeah. That's my baby, y'all. Like, she encouraged me. And the one thing that I love about her, she pressed me. She pushed me. She needs an understanding. And mm-hmm. at the beginning, I didn't want to give it to her, but I'm like, no, this is my fiance. She have said, you know what? I'm about to go on this path with him. She need to know what's happening. Yep. Cause she going on this path with me.
And she's awesome. She really is. I just love that.
Other than that, the only two people that I really, really can say that's really in my corner. And this is, like I said, it's two people. And I'm gonna just be real. My brother. Even though me and my brother, we go back and forth. Vince D, we go back and forth a lot, but he means well, and he always supportive. I ain't even tell you, it's my brother who about to keep up our social media.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's what it do.
So my brother
yeah.
And my other one, like I talked about him before, my mentor, John Cobb, he been solid for about 10 years now, 10, that's 11 awesome. Years. Every time I came to, man, I've been telling this guy I want to go to school for 10 years. He ain't never said, well, Neil, you've been saying this for about 10 years. When you going to do it? He always supported. I told this guy I wanted to go out to California. Always supported. He just always said, hey, man, make sure you have a plan and have a plan. Make sure it's within God's plan. Other than that, he always supported. You know, I'm going to throw my dad in there. My dad supported, but honestly, like, I'm just be real. My dad don't have all the information like the way I do. So he support me because I'm his son. Yeah. And I love that. I said, Dad, I'm thinking about going to California. He ain't know nothing about California, what I wanted to do it. He just knew that I had a passion to do it. And he was like, you know what? Go for it.
Go for it, yeah.
So if you ain't them five, miss me with that bull and I don't want to hear it. This is Let the Conversation Begin. Nikki C., we're going to take a smaller intermission and we're going to be right back. Baby, I'll hit you back in a little bit. Talk to y'all guys. See y'all on the other side.
Peace.
All right, guys, this is Let the Conversation Begin. I am your host, CT, my homegirl,
Nikki C.
And we still have Amber Love on the hotline right now, guys. This will be the last segment of the episode, and we was talking about know-it-all. We was talking about I got too many things going on. We was talking about Simone Biles. I forgot her name that fast.
Simone Biles. Simone,
we was talking about Simone Biles. We was also talking about Naomi Osaka. We was talking about the COVID vaccine.
You know what I thought
vaccine.
You were saying for a second with her last name?
What?
Osaka.
Or you can say Osaki, like that's like some drink like sake.
Soccer or soccer, soccer, like a soccer ball.
Well, I think she's too short to play soccer, but it's cool. Nah. But no, guys, like I said, man, this is a great episode. It was a lot of reflection. I got a lot of years off my chest on that
I'm
one.
I'm so glad.
You see, I put the hoodie on right now. But I did a lot of talking. I still have Nikki C here and Amber Love. I'm going to drink some water, and I'm going to let them chime in. Amber Love, if you can, please take your phone off mute and just give me a conclusion or whatever I just got finished saying, like a response.
Well, give me a second because I'm like in a spot where there's a lot of people.
I can't give you a second. Okay. All right. Hold on.
Oh, Lord.
All right. We're going to let Nikki C go. Nikki C, what you got for me?
You know, I just want to say pretty much basically that I have enjoyed the show today. We had a good one. And first and foremost, you know, thank you to all our people that's tuning in, that's giving us our feedback. You know, even though we might not agree with everything that y'all say, we do appreciate your feedback. And we, you know, we take constructive criticism very well. And we incorporate it.
Not no more, though.
We're going to use that, to our best advantage. And work on those things, you know, and take into consideration the things that you guys, you know, your input and everything. And I'm proud of my brother and proud of you, my partner over here, you know what I'm saying? Because he did get a lot off his chest.
That came from
just like to bear witness. I'm glad I was able to bear witness to that.
That came from like years. Like I remember like
it when felt like a load.
When I didn't have this, when I didn't have this confidence and I wasn't engaged, I didn't even know who Amber Love was. And at this time, you know, our relationship was non-existent at that time.
Right.
And I felt like I didn't have nobody. The only person I had at that time was Brother John, and and it was like, but you know, like you have one person, but then like you have like 20 negative people, and it's just
and
like
it's
world,
like
and then you ask yourself like, can you do this?
Yeah.
And then you have a conversation to yourself: do you wherever you're working at, do you want to do this for the rest of your life? Mm-hmm. Like how do you start? You just feel like you never had that opportunity, and then when you start, it's like everybody come out of the freaking woods. Everybody, all them snakes come up through the grass with their opinions on how you should do this.
Yep.
And this, you know, I'm going to say this. I did this to this person. They took it so offensive. And I meant it to be offensive. I'm going to just be honest. Somebody was tripping on me about my book. Oh, it's too small. Oh, what? You should have did this title. Oh, you should have said this. Oh, you shouldn't have said that. So this is exactly what I did. I said, Okay, what do you think the title should be? That's how they were. I don't know. I don't know. I should have changed it. I said, okay, if you could change one thing about it, boom. All right, they said what they changed. I said, how many chapters do you think it would be? Well, you only have like 80-something pages. You at least a good, a good read. I hate it. What's a good read? Anyway, right. They're like, a good read is about 200 or 300 pages. Okay, 200 or 300 pages. Got it. Boom, got it. What the topic? Well, you shouldn't have people really writing in the book because, I had like notes where you can write yourself. Boom. I said, okay, really? That's how it is. I said, okay, well, it looked like you got a book to write. That's exactly what I told them. I said, so they got their own title, what it should do. Now you can go write your own book. Don't come at me about my book and how I wrote it. When you don't even have a book. You don't even have a book.
You don't got jack.
You ain't got nothing.
All you got is shoulda,
coulda, woulda. You ain't giving me no advice.
You got shoulda, coulda, woulda. And a big ball of nothing.
Yeah. No, and that's my thing. Like, I can take constructive criticism. I'm going to be real. It's just who it's coming from.
And how it's
coming from. And that's my problem. If I can, I'm going to be honest. Let's be real. I can look at your life. If I look at your life and I say, I don't want that type of life, I'm not listening to you. If I'm looking at you and I give my observation of you to myself and I'd be like, that's not the kind of life. I don't listen. I would hear it, but I'm not going to apply. Let me say this. Why if I'm making $100,000, you making $50,000, why would I listen to you?
Mm-hmm.
Why would I listen to you? Just be honest. Dude, man. It's a lot of girls out here, man. I know you on the fiance thing, and I know you won't get married and everything, but you only get a chance to live one. Man, you got 4 kids by 4 different women. Why would I listen to you?
Right. Go sit down. What? Go sat down. When I say sat down.
You made $1,200 a week. But you only bring home $72 because all the money going to child support. Why would I want to do that?
Boy, that's sad. My bad.
No. Sad. Let me give you a worse story. I got a homie. He ain't a homie. Somebody we used to work with at Tyson. This dude at 20.
Bad.
Hear this. This dude at 20 had 7 kids. This dude would bring home a $13 check.
He going to work out. I mean,
he had to work. He ain't want to go to jail.
Oh my goodness, I feel for him.
No, I'm just saying, why would I though, guys? Mm-hmm, listen mm-hmm. to me. Why
but
would
yeah,
I?
But yeah, that I mean that makes perfect sense. You know, I mean, go get some business about yourself before you try to tell somebody else how to get some business by themselves. I mean, you ain't even figured it out yet.
We in the same circle. If we are in the same circle with the same finances, with the same resources, let's pull them together. Don't come to me and tell me what I need not to do, what I should do, and you ain't even doing it.
Right.
I'm not going to listen to you.
Definitely not.
I had a burp. I didn't burp. That's why I didn't listen to you. No, what? I had that day, bro.
Lord.
Hell no.
But that is so for real. You know, you're trying to tell these people around here that, like, come on, y'all, let's put this stuff in the pool together and make something out of nothing. You know what I'm saying? But that ain't, no, man.
I will listen to
you. They ain't hearing that.
See, I would listen to you, my brother, my baby, John, because all of y'all at some point done got your hands dirty with me. All of y'all at some point done. I may not want to hear what you're saying. I may not want to apply it. But I'm like, no. They have gave their time, their sweat, their tears. They have gave their energy and effort. I have to listen. I have to. If you're not that, bye-bye. I don't want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done with you. Yeah. All right, it's enough of that, guys. Like I didn't talk. We ain't about to have this whole segment that. But like I said, that was a lot. Oh, nah, that's it, man. Amber Love, what's up? She got to take her phone off.
I must have cracked her just during this season, and you didn't want to hear that.
What you said?
I did that on
Slack. I know you buy some stuff from me. Thank you.
You're welcome, of course.
but before we get done, baby, you got anything else to say? We're about to go in and wrap this thing up.
Well, I still think you know it all. You think you know it all. Okay. And I
we
still
about to go
think
another 30 minutes.
Oh, no! Don't do it!
That's the answer. I'm glad you said it, because I ain't even get an answer about the know-it-all. Let me turn off the
Lord
intro music.
Amen. Now
look, let me say this, then we get done. This is why I believe I know it all. Girl. Because you said this too. You said this.
What?
You said, if I don't know it, I'm going to go find it out, and I'm going to come back.
The thing is,
I do so much reading, guys.
Yes, he does.
Do so much research. You heard how she just said that with me? Because she done heard it so many times. I do all of that.
Yeah.
And my thing is, now with my baby, with you, Amber, I'm learning. Sometimes I'm just ain't going to say nothing.
Amber.
No, because you ain't my baby like that. You gonna get it. I don't care because I have to care about her feelings. I have to care about is she gonna be cool with me at night when we get married?
Also, what you trying to say? You don't care about my feelings, bro?
I ain't sleeping with you.
You ain't gotta be sleeping with me to care.
I care about your feelings, but at the end of the day, it ain't nothing you withholding.
Hey, bro, man. Dang.
No, I care about, look, you see, you're taking it wrong. You're taking it wrong. This is not what she said. I care about her feelings, but what I'm trying to say is at the end of the day, I'm gonna give you the truth. Yeah. I'm gonna give you the truth.
But I appreciate that though.
Even giving her appreciates, I like that. Even giving her the truth. Give her the truth. Oh, hold on.
Hell no. To the no, no, no.
Appreciates. This Carolyn, why you doing that, man?
He's supposed to give it a little thing.
I'm gonna have to blur that out. Appreciates.
No, you ain't.
I know, right? I'll be tearing words off.
Yes.
Oh, boy, I'll be tearing words off.
Yes, Lord.
I messed up earlier when I tried to say prefaces. See, I said it wrong right there.
I don't even know what you're saying.
The precipice.
That's what I was trying to say the whole time.
But I was trying to make it seem like I knew what I was talking about.
Yeah, you did. You were.
Precipice. There we go. See when they reach the precipice.
Oh, don't go back and try to do it right now. We ending.
Oh, God.
We are going out.
No, hold on. I got to get, because I never gave the answer. So I'm going to do it come, and I got all the anger out. The thing is, I do a lot of reading and research. I do a lot of history teaching. So my thing is, there is an answer for everything.
And if it's not logic,
of course you got the spiritual answer. You got a Bible right there.
Yep.
And my thing is, if you really want to change, or if you really want to know, I'm going to get, if you ask me, you know what you're getting when you ask me.
Yeah,
you know you're going to get a freaking message, you're going to get a lecture, you're going to get a preach.
And it's going to take an hour.
And you know I'm going to, you know that. So don't come to me thinking that, oh, Neil, you know, I only got 1 minute. Well, you don't want no answer from me.
But don't ask him.
Don't ask him.
Right.
Hey, man, y'all need to chill out.
Feel me?
For real.
We is on the same side.
I don't care about that.
Hey, I can give me a spiritual high five, sis.
Forget all that, man.
All right.
Yeah.
Forget all that. Anyway, that's what it is. That's my answer, guys. Like there's an answer, and the people who don't have the answer, they the ones that say you feel like you'll know it all because they don't have the answer, and that's their only defense. That's my defense on that one, guys. Love y'all. Let me go ahead and put this music
trying to cut.
I'm trying to cut, but you know you are Nikki C is the matriarch of the podcast, but Amber Love is the matriarch of my life.
Amen.
So yeah. I'm gonna let them get the last words. Man, my battery just went.
Oh Lord, I'm so glad it did because my knee just gave up. I'm old.
So I want y'all to have the last word. Nikki C, what's up?
Stay blessed. We love y'all. We thank y'all. You know what I'm saying, Mr. Know It All and Nikki C. We will be back. We will be back next week. So make sure you hear the same place, same time. Queen.
Thank you for having me on you guys' show.
It's been a pleasure.
You say, hey, babe, when can I have you?
What?
Okay. Hey, guys, let the conversation. Y'all take care. come back to the next episode. This is Let the Conversation Begin with CT and my home girl
Nikki C.
Amber Love is on the P's and Q's. But guys, go to letthconversationbegin@gmail.com. Send that email there. Let us know how you like the episode. I'm looking at the camera like
still on. Hey, that's practice, baby.
Oh, but God, no, guys, if y'all really want to just talk, like, if you on my side, their side, you get both sides, we want to know. Please send it to that email, and I promise you guys that we will bring it up on the next. I'm still doing it. But I'm going to promise you guys that we're going to bring it up on the next episode and whatnot. And, hey, man.
We got you, Mike.
We got y'all. Like we always say.
Yep, you stick with us.
You stick with us.
We'll stick with you.
Take care, guys.
Later.
Hey.